The whole purpose of doing yoga is to calm our mind so that we have space to think. And that's important for us, especially healthcare workers, because we are chronically stressed. Well, the chronic stress has a toxic effect on brain circuit.
Good day. Welcome to Ripples, Physicians Wellbeing, a space to discuss coping with stressors while training in the field of medicine and tips for overall wellness.
Learn more about the wellness home services at gmewellness.utesca.edu. And don't forget to subscribe to stay updated with new episodes, wherever you enjoy podcasts. Welcome to our season two. I cannot believe we're back, Vina. This is exciting. I am here, Dr. Adriana Durich, with Dr. Vina Prasad, our co-host. And in this month's episode, we're going to discuss ways in which yoga can help mitigate the stress and burnout that physicians and frontline workers can face.
Today's guest is Dr. Dharam Kaushik. It is such a great pleasure to have you today. And as someone who has personally benefited from your yoga sessions, I can say your classes fill up in no time.
I'm very curious to hear what you have to say, because I've heard Dr. Kuran and Dr. Prasad say that they are sore after a couple of days of doing your classes.
They're just amazing.
Well, thank you, Vina, and thank you, Adriana, for having me here to talk about wellness and yoga. So my story on how I got involved in 2020 when the pandemic hit, a few months into the pandemic, just like most healthcare workers in the country and globally were burned out. I experienced burnout given the high surgical volume of cancer patients. I was very fortunate to, you know, identify burnout within myself and had a great family support. And I joined a local yoga studio to help myself. And within a few months, I got really good help, good support. And I thought to myself, if I can get help like this from just doing yoga, I wonder how many of my colleagues who are suffering burnout can be helped. So I joined a yoga teacher training program that's a 10-month program. And on my weekends off, when I was not working, not on call, I trained from Friday night and whole Saturday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and Sunday, same 7 a.m., 7 p.m., to become a certified yoga teacher. Yeah. So that I can help my people, which is healthcare workers.
That's a sacrifice, Dharam. The one thing you don't really have is time.
Yes.
And you put a lot into this.
Yes, it was a sacrifice for me. And to be honest with you, Adriana, when I went for the teacher training first 2-3 weekends, I was actually very miserable because I thought to myself that I'm taking all this time away from my family, mm-hmm. from or doing something productive academically when writing papers or grants and something. And what I'm doing, sitting in a yoga studio and learning yoga, until I started realizing my classmates who were also learning yoga, none of them were in medical field, from different fields. And they started telling their stories of how they have overcome difficulties and problems such as misogyny, sexism, depression, sadness, all these things, how they overcame those problems. That inspired me to look more deeply into why I was doing it. It was not just for the physical sense of yoga. It was more of finding meaningfulness in my own personal life. And I started realizing that it's a unique journey for every single person. When we are talking about meaningfulness, it is a unique individual journey, and it's not a destination. We continue to evolve, we continue to change, and we continue to change our definition of meaningfulness. You know, we talk about being present, and what that actually means. I learned that by becoming a yoga teacher and teaching yoga, being present is just being aware of the present situation, present time. And it's such a simple thing, but as a human mind, because of evolutionary changes, evolution, we are programmed to always think about future or dwell in the past, and how little time we spend in being present.
I remember going over some of your papers, and one of them about burnout, and you gave a case study. It was a beautiful article to read. So please tell us more on that.
When I started looking into burnout, I didn't want to just write about burnout and talk about burnout. I wanted to do something more tangible. I wanted to give something to our community within the framework of my capability, within my sphere of influence. What can I do for my community? Yes, papers are good. Talking about all this is good. But doing something, I sensed it was a inner desire, a sense of there's something lacking. That is the reason I put in effort and time to train to become a certified yoga teacher and talk about burnout and try to provide solution for burnout for healthcare workers within my sphere of influence. One of the things I learned is unwanted things will happen in life and wanted things may not happen in life. That is life. We have to take everything within the framework of our mind and body. Means we have to learn how to deal with those things using the framework of mind and body.
Wonderful. Yes. That is amazing. And you kind of get a little bit ahead of my question. You're already answering a little bit, but I was very curious. I'm also a yoga practitioner. I've been practicing for many years, maybe 15, 16 years, and it has changed my life in many meaningful ways. And I know that there's a lot of physical benefits, and you, last time I heard you talking, you mentioned some of it, how you adapt some of your yoga classes to some specific physical needs of surgeons and physicians.
Yes.
But how about the philosophy of yoga? I want to hear a little bit more about how the philosophy of yoga might also help you in your everyday life.
So physical benefit is obvious. The physical postures are designed, can be modified for any person. Veena, you have seen in my classes, there's a medical student, first year, second year medical student, and there are retired physicians, you know, anywhere from 70 years to 75 years, and they all do yoga. We modify each posture for them, for everyone. The reason I wanted to specifically become a train a healthcare worker is because I'm looking at it from an angle of a surgeon. I know when I'm operating standing there for 8, 10, 12, sometimes 16 hours, my back hurts, neck hurts. So when I was training, I paid attention to those posture with a perspective of a surgeon. How can I help? How can I learn which posture I can apply? Which posture will benefit them in their ergonomics?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the physical part.
Yeah.
So now your mind connection, right? That's where the yoga is different. It gets back to being aware of your breath. Sometimes we get too caught up in yoga poses, postures, the physical postures, but yoga put emphasis on breath work. And the reason they put so much emphasis, and this goes back to the text, yoga text, which was written more than 2000 years ago, is the whole purpose of you doing yoga is to calm our mind.
Yes.
To create a silence in our mind so that we have space to think, to reflect. And that's important for us, especially, you know, healthcare workers, because we are chronically stressed and we have, well, the chronic stress has a toxic effect on brain circuit. So when you have toxic effect on your brain circuit, our what we call higher functioning brain, the what we call prefrontal cortex, cannot make good decisions because it's overtaken by our midbrain, the amygdala. The yoga helps by retraining our mind and giving us that sense of space where we can connect to our prefrontal cortex. And the silence may be for 1 second, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, but gradually over a period of time when we practice, it can be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
And imagine this was 2,000 years ago and they were already aware of the need to calm our minds, to open that space. And now with society, as we move now, we move faster, we're always on the go, we're doing. It's even more necessary. So I 100% agree with you that that's one of the big benefits of yoga, is that it also includes that breathing, calming your mind, opening space for meditation or awareness or presence or however we need to call it.
Yes, absolutely. I can see whenever I attend his class, he keeps talking, you say that it's your journey and it doesn't have to be perfect. You do that journey. So it gives that sense of space for accepting who we are. And yet, as a surgeon, you strive for perfectionism, right? And it's true. We want our surgeons to be perfect. And at the same time, for all the healthcare practitioners, you provide space in that yoga 1 hour session, a space to accept who we are and however we are. So what are your thoughts on that? I find that to be very meaningful.
When I say who we are, what I'm trying to say in the yoga class is we have to see life as it is. And sometimes that is very difficult because you wanted life to be something else. So when I say it is a journey and it is, you have to find your own presence, it means we have to look at the situation, bad thing or good thing, as it is. There's a word in yoga which is used, is called yatha bhuta. Yatha, yes, means as it is, and bhuta means now. And this is again, Adriana, going back to 2000 years ago. So yeah, if they had a Twitter back then 2000 years ago,
yes,
they would be tweeting yatha bhuta, because that means as it is now. And sometimes we are so caught up in dwelling on the past or worrying too much about the future, we forget that this is life, this is going to happen. If yeah, just because someone is wearing, you know, different colored glass, he or she is going to see life with those colored glass, but that may not be the right thing, that may not be the right situation.
Yeah.
Yes. You provide us with a sense of acceptance. It's not,
yes,
it's not a passive acceptance. It's a very active acceptance of how things are. And that is so powerful.
Yeah. You made me think, as we were talking, of two things that we often say in our profession, in counseling, in therapy. One is radical acceptance.
Exactly.
We need to practice, yeah, radical acceptance. Yeah. Things as they are, not as we wish they were. Okay. And the other thing we tend to, and this comes from the yogic philosophy, that if we concentrate too much on the future, we tend to then feel anxious. Anxiety comes from that constant worry about what might happen, what if. And depression is more related to being in the past, the things that I used to have and I don't have anymore, the, yes, things that I miss. But being in the present, we're usually okay. And I always say, and if we're not, then we need to act.
That's
where the acceptance comes,
yeah,
right?
That's right?
So we need to be able to find that connection with the present. That is amazing. You said something else, Dharam. You said that you wanted something tangible, that maybe reading articles is a great thing, but you wanted to do something tangible. And that is actually why we're here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. The podcast is one of the ways that we found to offer our residents and fellows. And then we thought, whoever wants to listen, any residents and fellows, any physician, something tangible to do so they can take care of their wellness. And because we believe in this idea of ripples, that when you do something that actually spreads out to others, we want to invite you to leave a pebble with us today. what is the pebble, the tangible action that you want to invite people to do?
So the pebble would be being present. And sometimes it's difficult. We want to be present, but we don't know how. What is the practical way to be present? If okay with you, I'll teach you this small exercise.
Please.
Yes.
Yes. Please. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's a breathing exercise. It's a three-part breathing. Mm-hmm. So come to a normal seated position, relaxed, arms by your side. And you can close your eyes or you can leave it open. And now just focus on your breath. Just watch your breath go in through your nostril and go out through your nostril. Don't change anything, just breathe. And slowly come to awareness of your breath. Bring your mind's attention to your breath. Now take a deeper breath on a count of three. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. Inhale. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three. Inhale slowly. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. Exhale slowly. One, two, three. One last breath. Take a big inhale. Sip more air. Get more air. And let go of everything. And slowly open your eyes.
Feel so refreshed.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. You're activating your parasympathetic system with that exercise.
Thank you so much.
Wow, Dharam, this has been an experience. We are so thankful that you took some time. Again, you have little of that.
And thank you. I appreciate you.
Made time for us and for this podcast. But I do have a question. When can anyone practice this? Any particular time?
Anytime.
Just breathing?
Anytime. Anytime you have, you know, 1 minute. I mean, this took us, what, 1 minute? We can find 1 minute
in our lives. We can spare 1 minute of our time, right?
Yeah, yes. When we are struggling in our life and we need that space we talked about, we can do this exercise.
And we sometimes forget that by investing 1 minute into this, we're actually gaining a bunch of minutes later we're not making a mistake or because we're being more effective in what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, you know, and we have like what I call volcanic eruptions in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Emotional anger, frustration, sadness, depression, anxiety. All these things are going to happen. And I think finding refuge somewhere more physical in your breath, which can guide you and calm us down, is very, very powerful. I found it very powerful and very, very unique.
Well, you can actually tell we're already speaking slower.
So,
thank you so much. We started, good morning, everyone. And I was like, go in peace. So thank you for being with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Vina.
Ripple's Physicians Wellbeing is made possible by the Joe R. and Teresa Lozano Long School of Medicine Office for Graduate Medical Education. To contact us or learn more about the Wellness Home, visit gmewellness.utesca.edu.
This podcast is inspired by the Dalai Lama's powerful quote, Just as ripples spread out when a single pebble is dropped into water, the actions of individuals can have far-reaching effects. We provide physicians with pebbles, tangible and actionable practices that can help make positive impacts in their personal and professional lives.